hear me all right? Yours not working. We haven't called the meeting to order yet, so let's see it. Take a look at that one for us.
Negative.
I guess not. Well, we're going to call this meeting to order. I want to welcome everybody tonight. Anybody want to rise for the Pledge of Allegiance, please? I
pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next on the agenda is roll call, and we have everybody here tonight. Then we'll go to citizen input. So if there's any citizens here that would like to address the council, please raise your hand, come to the mic, give us your name and address, and we'll give you up to 5 minutes. Okay, then I'll close citizen input. Do I hear a motion for the approval of the agenda?
So moved.
Charles first.
Second.
Gina second. Any discussion on the agenda? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, the same? Okay, that passes. Consent agenda. Do I hear a motion for the consent agenda?
I'll second.
Ken first. Okay. Ken Johnson second. Any discussion on that? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
If you oppose, the same. Okay, then that passes. All right, now we'll move down to current business. Proposed agreement regarding latecomers fee, A.J. Ochoa. Darrell, go ahead.
Thank you, Mayor, members of the council. For the record, Darrell Piercy, city planner. You may recall at your last meeting you had a discussion in regards to the latecomers item in relationship to property at 300 East Lee Street. Following that meeting, members of the City Council, the committee assigned to that particular purpose, met and discussed the issue in regards to payment of the latecomers agreement and an acceptable method in which that payment could be presented to the City of Othello. Present within that discussion were Council Members Doro, Kaler, and Deaver, I believe, as I recall, together with the City Administrator and myself. We reviewed the issue, reviewed the ordinance that was the basis for that latecomers agreement, and through the course of that discussion, the Council provided staff direction to develop an agreement that we believe the one before you for consideration meets the direction from those Council committee members. We worked this agreement through the City Attorney's Office, and it has also been reviewed by our Finance Office, and all are in agreement that the amortization schedule is consistent with the terms, and we believe that the terms are consistent with the direction from the Council Committee. So we'd be happy to present this to you for your consideration, and would be more than happy to respond to any questions that you might have.
Any questions?
All right. You're on the committee, go ahead.
I was just going to ask. I believe that in the committee we talked about the council would have the choice of whether to have a 5 or a 10 year term.
We discussed the 5 or 10, and I think either option is available. We're bringing forward the 5 year because it was our understanding that that was the direction of the committee, but either a 5 or a 10 year term would be certainly acceptable. But the schedule that we brought before you was for a 5 year term, and we can certainly modify that and bring it back for your consideration at 10 if that's what you would choose.
Well, when we left here, I thought we threw 10 on the table.
Yeah, and I think that was discussed because that was how long Mr. Ochoa had said that it would take him to get the rest of his stuff built.
Yeah, we did. I did discuss this with one of his representatives this morning, and that discussion did focus on the fact that the original phasing plan that was anticipated for the project was over a 10-year period. That is correct.
I personally would like to see it be 10 years.
10 years?
not the agreement with the American Football
League? I believe it was 10 years also.
That is also 10 years, and again, that was discussed in our meeting with the council members as well.
Well, I would like to see it be consistent with that.
I think I'd agree with Gina.
Okay, so I'd like to see it kept the way it is.
Okay.
To me, I think it's something that consistency is what we've been trying to work on. And I think if we propose the 10-year to one firm, I think we need to be just as fair to Mr. Ochoa and offer the same terms to him. Yeah.
So I'm seeing about five people would like to change it to 10 years.
Yeah, I think that was our discussion, either 5 or 10. And I think we've got up to council here what we think.
Diana, can we make a motion right now, or do you want to work on this and bring it back to the next council meeting?
Well, I mean, it's just it'd be a pretty simple change to the term of the payment. So if you want to agree with it, the same terms for the 10-year.
Okay. So I do hear a motion to authorize the mayor to sign an agreement for 10 years with AJ Ochoa for the payment of latecomers' fees instead of 5.
I'll make that motion.
Okay, Gina first. Okay. And Kaler second. Any further discussion?
I will say I was happy that you guys did agree to put it back to the $25 fee per linear foot.
Well, I believe that was in the ordinance, and so that was what we, you know.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, the same?
Aye.
Okay, Mark Snyder. Consent vote. Okay, thank you. Thanks. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming, you guys. All right. Next on the agenda is management of concessions and head injuries and youth sports programs policy. Molly.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I am here to ask for the adoption of a policy to inform those renting the City of Othello facilities, such as Lions Park softball complex, our soccer field, or our pool. Anyone who rents these facilities will have to read over and agree to a policy in accordance with the Zachary Leifstead law, which informs them of youth concussions and management of head injuries. And this is from recommendation from the WCIA to be in compliance with the RCW 4.24660 and 28A.600 that we are not currently in compliance with. Although we don't, these policies were aimed at school districts and the WIA a couple years back, but now it's kind of taken over into places that youth organizations do rent facilities from, and therefore we could be held liable for anything that might have happened to one of the children participating. So this is just another step for us to cover our bases in with our programs that we offer, and also to be proactive when we do start making our own organizations and activities that the city sponsors. This is a good way to kind of create consistency throughout all of our programs. So
it is pretty common. Uh-huh. I mean, anywhere and everywhere you go, but you have to sign that waiver.
Yeah, and basically what it is just a list, an information sheet, what to look for, signs of concussion, signs of head injury, and what we would do would have the people that are renting our facilities sign off that they will distribute this information and therefore educate all their coaches and parents, as well as those participating, about the dangers of head injuries and to educate them further. So
any other questions? Okay, Ellen. Do I hear a motion to adopt the management of concessions and head injuries in youth sports programs policy?
I'll make that motion.
Second. Gina first, then Gene second. Okay, any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, it passes. Thank you, Molly. All right. Next one. Let's go to 4.3. What was that? Gender Equality in Community Athletic Programs Policy. Molly, again.
Thank you. I'm also here to request the adoption of a policy regarding gender equity in sports activities. Although, like I said, we do not currently have city-run leagues. We are, as facility owners, held liable for certain inconsistencies that may go along with gender issues in sports. So as a facility, the WCIA has recommended that we, like I said, cover our bases, no pun intended, in passing this policy, so you know, we kind of save ourselves from any future litigation or any problems that could arise, and like I said, also to be proactive in any leagues that we do decide to take on, that we have this policy in place. So, and what this policy is it's basically just something that we will have in our policy handbook, and we will put a little blurb on our website, and anything that we produce as a city that regards our athletic facilities or sport facilities, and just lets them know that we are an equal gender participation program. So we, in our policy, we'll just state that we put that on everything that we produce, and then we're held liable to hold those standards. So,
any questions? Okay, do I hear a motion to adopt the Gender Equality in City of Othello Athletic Programs Policy?
Make that motion.
Mark Snyder first, Dan second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same? Okay, that passes.
Thank you.
Molly? Resolution to surplus vehicles and equipment. Debbie?
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Tonight we have a resolution in front of you that we'll surplus several vehicles to be, once they're surplus, we can take them to the upcoming auction that Booker Auction has on November 3rd. The resolution also includes some outdated fire equipment and a couple of items from City Hall. So we'd like to request that Council approve the resolution declaring surplus.
Any questions? Okay, do I hear a motion to approve the resolution to surplus equipment and vehicles?
So moved.
Second.
Charles first. Okay, Ken Johnson second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same? Thank you, Debbie. That passes.
Thank you.
Ordinance to repeal OMC 12.16.100, titled Tank Water Charge. Debbie again.
This proposed ordinance just does repeal the paragraph or the section in our Othello Municipal Code that set the cost for tank water. And we removed the standpipe, the water standpipe, which was located at adjacent to the fire department last year. And we set up the new process for checking out the fire hydrant meters. And that process is going really good. And that's and it's being billed correctly. And we're more accountable for water now with using that process. So we waited for a while to repeal this section of the tank water charges until we knew that everything was working well, which it is. So that, we would like to ask that Council adopt the ordinance which repeals the tank water charges in its entirety.
Any questions? Okay. Do I hear a motion to adopt an ordinance repealing Othello Municipal Code Section 12.16.100 titled Tank Water Charges?
Second.
Okay, Ken Kayla first, Gina second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same? And that passes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Debbie. Okay. Do we have any unfinished business? New business? Okay, then I'll read the mayor's announcements real quick. Okay, October 7th through the 13th is Fire Prevention Week. Being a first responder is an easy job, and they make many sacrifices to keep their communities safe. Please take the time to thank our fire department, and I know the chief's right there, so thank our chief also. for keeping their community safe, and also the volunteers that are involved. So if you know some volunteers, please take a few minutes and, you know, tell them how much you appreciate what they do for us when they get called out of work or called out of bed or, you know, who knows what it might be and whatever hour it might be also. So, okay, the annual City Fire Department meeting is Tuesday, October 9th at 7. That's tomorrow night at the County Fire Station. Councilmember Snyder, Bain, Garcia should attend. Everybody going to be there all right?
Should be.
Should be. If you can't make it, Charles, call Ken Johnson. So he'd like to go if you can't make it. So. Thank you. Okay, then our October 22nd meeting will be held at CBHA. That's the next council meeting. In the avenue in the boardroom like we do every year at 6 o'clock. So everybody remember it's 6 o'clock. And the majority of the meeting will be devoted to discussing your thoughts and ideas for the 2013 budget. So by then we'll be gone through all our committees. So there'll be recommendations and there may be other things that you're thinking about, some of you that weren't on a certain committee would like to add or talk about or discuss. Bring those with you. And there also will be a light dinner provided. So if somebody comes, there's a light dinner. So you're welcome to partake. And that's October 22nd at 6. Okay? 6 o'clock. Okay, we have a lot of meetings coming up these next several weeks. Water and Sewer will be Monday, October 15th. That's Doro, Deaver, Kaler. Everybody okay there? Okay, Solid Waste is at 6 on the 15th. That's in the evening. So just come through the back door. Council members Bain, Snyder, and Kaler. Everybody on for that one? All right. Parks and Rec is 6:30 on Wednesday, October 17th. That's Garcia, Bain, and Darrow again. Okay. Law Enforcement, 1 p.m. on Thursday, October 18th. Council members Johnson, Snyder, and Deaver. Everybody okay on that one? Okay, good. Code Enforcement is 6 p.m. on Thursday, October 18th. Council members Snyder and Bain. Everybody on there? We're okay on that one? Good. That's awesome. All right. We're going to go into executive session next. The council will now adjourn into an executive session pursuant of RCW 42.30.110, parentheses G, to review the performance of a public employee. The executive session is expected to last 20 minutes, and no action will be taken during the executive session. Then from there, we will go to purchasing of property. The council will adjourn into an executive session pursuant to RCW 42.30.110, parentheses 1, parentheses B, to consider the selection of a site or acquisition of real estate by lease or purchase. This executive session is expected to last 20 minutes also, so a total of 40 minutes. No action will be taken during the executive session. So I guess the only people we need to leave here is Anna and everybody else. We'll have to leave the room. And thank you for coming.